In bringing all those folk together, we are going to look back at a programme of work that we carried out last year. It's quite wide-ranging in relation to efforts to reduce deaths by suicide. And we want to bring out the learning from that work. We will be focusing on groups who are more at risk of dying by suicide in our population. So looking at people who are mental health service users or patients, men, especially middle-aged men, and people with a history of self-harm, so that we altogether understand what the issues are for those groups more at risk of suicide, and so we can act better together to keep people safe. Also, Ishmael, we're going to showcase a number of innovation projects that were a part of our suicide prevention programme last year. We had 29 projects that reached about 1,300 people over a 6-month period. And the point of the innovation projects was to try different ways of enriching our understanding of what's going on for people when they're feeling suicidal, and especially what helps or might help to keep people safe during those difficult times or points of crisis. And they're really varied, the innovation projects. They range from hip-hop to Horses for Health, from drama to Dead Advice, from films to ecology and outdoors projects, with a whole range of organisations, from survivors of bereavement by suicide to Dads Unlimited to Living Words and so on. So quite a wide breadth. We will also, during the conference, continue to promote our Release the Pressure campaign that's especially aimed at middle-aged men but is available to anybody who might be feeling the pressure and would benefit from talking with somebody about that, either over the phone or through using web chat. It's a free phone service available 24/7 every day of the year. And additionally, we'll be promoting some new online suicide prevention training that's available for members of the public in Kent and Medway. This will follow training that we delivered face-to-face last year and that we'll repeat during later in 2019. And that's available through Kent Safeguarding Children's Board.
From the research that's been carried out from these various projects that have been taking place, what can you tell me about the rate of suicide in Kent?
Our rate of deaths by suicide has been higher than areas like ours in the south-east of England and the England average. So we were selected by NHS England, one of 8 areas in the country selected last year to receive extra funding to boost our work to reduce deaths by suicide. So we had 141 deaths by suicide in the most recent year for which we have a complete and validated data. And nationally, there's a target to reduce deaths by suicide by at least 10%. Naturally, we want to exceed that here.